girl. Hey.
Hey.
We're sitting down yet again doing another book review, and this
we time, back.
It's for the sequel of one of our favorite books, It Starts With Us,
by the one and only Colleen Hoover. Highly anticipated. Let me start off with a quick summary. It's just a continuation of the first. It ends with us, and a continuation of we're following Lily, her relationship with Ryle, Atlas.
We're really heavy on Atlas in this book, which I'm very happy
Thank
about because
God.
He got the shit end of the stick.
Yeah.
Last book. Yeah. I mean, we all still loved him, but like you fall in love with him.
This is definitely a spotlight and more background information on information on Atlas and
just him as a person.
Yeah, we get to see more of his upbringing, like which we knew about, but more in depth and how has it affected his life today. Mm-hmm. Which,
and they do the back and forth throughout this book. Like they do one chapter him, mm-hmm. one chapter her. One
which
him.
I just
so
love.
He's very much involved in this.
Yeah,
book,
and I love God. How Colleen Hoover does that so well. Like she
does. She does it so flawlessly.
Yes, like nothing ever fails with that. So yeah, we were so excited to read this book, and we're gonna give you guys our honest review. I've had heard mixed reviews. I feel like everybody kind of feels the same. Mixed because we're kind of like, not a 5 out of 5.
It's so funny because a lot of our friends, we recommended mm-hmm. this It Ends With Us to them, right? And they were all on the same bandwagon like as us of, oh my God, we cannot wait till the next book comes out, right? So as soon as it came out, everybody started reading it. And I feel like all of our friends came back to us and they were like,
are you guys done yet? And we're like, no. And
yeah. Little secret. I did not finish the last 10 minutes of the book because I literally could not.
Okay. Like, I showed up. Like I have 10 minutes left. Just tell me what happened.
Honestly, it's
okay. Well, we're going to just jump into our rating.
Yeah. Let's do that first.
Yeah. Our overall rating, we give it a 3 out of 5. And that kind of stings for Colleen Hoover because I feel like I've only rated her books 5 out of 5 or maybe like a 4.5.
Yeah.
And
don't play with me. I was honestly even debating on giving it a 2, but it wasn't that bad because there's some moments in the book that I was like, they pulled on my heartstrings. And so I was like, okay.
Right. Truthfully, the content was there. It was everything it should have delivered for us. It literally wrapped up everything.
That's the perfect way to say it. It wrapped everything up and it shipped us off perfectly fine.
It really did, right? It delivered a sequel, but I feel that we held it at such high standards because It Ends With Us will always be in my top 3 books I recommend somebody because it was such a powerful book. But 3 out of 5 because it was just meh. Like it was good. It was great. But
it was a good book.
It was a good book.
I would never recommend it as like,
I wouldn't say you need to read the sequel unless you just,
I'll be like, oh my God, my favorite book has a sequel, but like,
you can read it if you want.
Yeah,
like if
it's
you,
it's not needed.
It's not. So my and Liz's really most loved part of the book is Atlas.
Atlas.
Yeah, well, we'll get to our quotes later. But yeah. Atlas, I feel like he definitely carried this book for us.
He did.
I loved everything.
Colleen Hoover, Miss Ma'am, if I'm hoping you're listening to this.
Please.
Please stop making unrealistic expectations for us. Like these men that she writes
my
about.
My checklist has now grown. And it's endless of what things, like what people need to bring to the table.
It's just insane to me how she makes these
perfect.
I don't even know what word to use.
Males, like lovers, everything that you would want or that you even think that like somebody can bring to the table.
A god.
Like, oh, check, Atlas has it. Atlas, perfect.
Like, can you point out one negative of Atlas? Go ahead.
I mean,
he's too good.
I was like, his letters are too long, but
these fucking letters, like my dude. I was expecting like, had fun with you.
P.S.
Text
you.
Me, right. Yeah, text me when you wake up.
Right.
Had a great time.
Okay, and then that's where what I disliked about the book was just the journals and the letters just because it's like, okay, we get it. You're so cute. You're so romantic. But like, these are long letters. I don't need my chapter to be 10 minutes extra because your letters are 7-page letters.
Yeah.
And then the journal entries.
Wait. I did not. Did you expect for the letter, the note that he wrote on his phone when she's taking a nap to be that fucking long?
That's what I'm telling you. It's like, my dude,
I was like,
cut it short.
I know those little fingers did not type all of that.
Were you talking 15, through the
20 minutes?
Right. I can't even type that much. Like, even if I had to confess my deepest, darkest love,
I would have fallen asleep.
I would have run out of words. I'm telling you. So yeah, the
he was going in.
Yes, that's what I couldn't, like, it was cute in the beginning, but we're
was
done.
It? I don't know. The first letter was, well, see, was like, the,
yeah, for sure. And then the journals, we felt the same.
My dude, put the pencil down.
No, like, the repetitiveness of the journals too. Like, we didn't have to keep going back to the first book. Like,
that has to be my least favorite thing was we were reliving the first book.
Yeah, like, I like the reminder, but like, we don't have to keep reminded every time. They took us back all the time to like the fight when they had sex for the first time with between her dad and him.
And the thing is that, like, he's reading it in like her words, what she wrote down in her journal. Mm-hmm. But remember, the first book, it's like in her view while she's living it. So it's like, you're just, the only thing that changes, like, you're saying at the beginning, this is her journal entry.
Right. And then still, like, writing to Ellen. Oh my God.
Her middle name being Dory. I've never hated that name ever in my life more than I do now.
Okay, but Ryle popping off about the middle name is crazy.
I mean, I got it.
I get it, but I got, like,
the crazy in me 100% got it.
Yeah. Well, then we talk about, spice level. Another disappointment for us for Colleen Hoover. Go ahead. Give it. What's your spice level?
Literally a soft one.
Soft one.
Yeah, soft. Like limp. Limp one, because no excitement was given.
How much we love Atlas and how amazing that we think he is. He deserved better sex scenes. Come on.
100%. Like, again, shit under the stick. Like, you give us this great man, right? And then, like, oh, he's being so considerate.
Like, okay, he could be, please, considerate and pull my hair too.
Please, it's enough.
Rip the clothes off. Tell me. Like,
there's too much making out too. This makeout session, like, they were back at being 16 years old. It's enough. I feel, guys, I'm so sorry. I feel like this is like a venting session right now. Like, we're not happy.
We loved it, but we really did.
I don't know about loved. Relax.
So yeah, we liked it, and we're happy that we read it.
It was a good book.
The spicy level, we wanted more, especially because the first book, one. Okay, but Ryle was like the best sex.
The Christian Grey
machine, right?
Machine.
But I'm saying, like, he was like, they couldn't give him enough. Like,
I feel like, but I feel like that's maybe how she intended it to be, like, you fall in love with the man because of, like, the way he makes you feel and, like, sexually and whatever, but
I want it,
he's
all
a woman here. You can have it all, like, this man beats women, and I feel like that's kind of where she's, like, locking on Atlas. It's like, it's this great man,
he just,
but, like,
love making that's it,
he just wants to kiss you on the forehead,
no shoulder, with the, like, heart.
Yeah. Oh, the fucking heart.
I think that's so cute, though, when, like, there's cute moments of it, and there's also, like, you could see, okay, cringe, but when he remembered the whole heart scene, which I even forgot, though, so I do like when they kind of rewind, like, give you a little...
But, like, a snippet. That was a good snippet.
He remembered how Ryle bit her heart because it was a tattoo that reminded of Atlas, like, I was like, damn, I forgot about that, and that was, like...
That was vicious.
That was, but...
I just feel like a lot of scenes.
We could have more spice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We just could have more spice.
I was about to get deep in. You're like, yeah, no spice.
Oh, well, yeah. No, it could have. We all could have had more spice for sure. Like, we could have had something. Like, less makeup, more baby making.
I think that, like, the most aggressive word she said was ass.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He gripped my ass.
Yeah.
And I think it was, like, over her jeans.
Yeah, it was. What, say bye to her? Or, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. I think the moving timer. Or no, when
I'm rolling my eyes right
now. When she slept over his house for the first time, like,
sure,
yeah,
okay.
Like, they couldn't even give us better. Oh, the bathroom. There was more. There was also, like, sex scene shower, which was, again, soft, limp sex scene. But
I mean, great for him for, like, pulling her in and taking her clothes off in the shower. But
right. Hmm. So leads us to our zodiac signs. Oh. All right.
Let's get into it, girl.
Lily for sure for us was a Libra. Even our Libra friend told us, yes. Like, bro.
She's like, girl, I know what it is to be a people pleaser.
And her back and forth, she's a Libra. Oh,
I know. So intense. Like, yeah. I've never seen somebody, like, be so scared of a person but still want the best for them. And it's like they're constantly trying to like fight with themselves. Yes.
Of like protecting them or not protecting them. It's like they don't deserve your protection. Like
at all.
Please.
This is why Libras are always getting fucking hurt. Yeah. This is what it is.
Yeah, because they mean so well and they have a constant battle like, okay, I want to protect them, but I also want to protect myself. And like you can't in this situation.
I feel like they just
can't.
Don't give themselves the value that they
deserve
to.
Yeah, and they deserve 100%. And finally
people walk all over them.
Yeah, and I'm glad that Lily finally saw the light, and of course thanks to Alice for pushing her and like threatening him, saying, yeah, I'm telling my lawyer. And like, for all she did choose herself because she filed for divorce, but she chose herself even more when she really
I just feel like the conversation that she had with why am I blanking on his name, Alyssa's husband,
Marshall.
I feel like that conversation with Marshall is what
was
made her be like,
God,
you know
that
what?
Part was so beautiful. Like, I loved him. Like,
and the fact that we found out that Alyssa cheated on him.
I know.
Whoa.
I was like, I thought Alyssa was perfect. So the best friend isn't perfect. Woo, thank God. Because they make, like, she is perfect in everything. Have a perfect marriage. Have a perfect relationship.
Perfect
home.
Perfect life.
Right, perfect
everything.
Life. So it was nice to see that side of, like, imperfection of Alyssa. It kind of, like, makes you
And
relatable.
Even then, like, she brushes it off. Like, she's
yeah.
like.
And I love that she brings it up again to Lily. Like, yeah, I heard that he told
that
you
he
I
told
cheated.
You.
It was a jerk.
And like, but she like sweeped it under the rug. Like, yeah. It was no big deal. Like anything that happens before you're, you know, you're in your
19 or 20, something like, yeah.
In your 20s, like, please. It's true. Cause you're also being a child.
Right.
You're still
like, you're
like
learning life. Yeah.
Yeah. And until you really don't really fuck up and see what it does to the people you
And
love.
This is before they're married. So, you know, the vows to be broken. Mm-hmm. Speaking of her, okay, what do we give her?
Alyssa? Yeah. Okay. So, when I first, I mean, me and Christine were obviously talking about it before we started recording, but I was like, for me, she gives like Virgo, like for whatever reason, I relate her so much to like my friend Katia because she's so like unbiased as a person. Like she will call you on your bullshit and tell you like what it is. Mm-hmm. But she's also, I don't know. I feel like Alyssa's always there, like always there to catch Lily.
Yeah, yeah, that's amazing. Like,
she's like a rider.
She's a true best friend. Like,
yes.
Like, and they literally set it's like each other straight. Like, you're wrong. You're right here. You're wrong. Like, I love that. That's
like
good...
she doesn't even. I mean, she loves the shit out of her brother and like her family.
Of course,
but
her family
won't ride
family.
If you're fucking wrong.
Yeah, I love that. I think that she's a Sagittarius because
as soon as you said Sag, is when I was like,
ugh. Her wisdom and what she says to Lily is just so powerful, but. Also, like, caring at the same time. And that's such a Sagittarius trait. Like, they barely have a filter, but they don't go for the jugular vein. They just go for, like, a hard, honest truth, you know?
And they can also separate.
Yes. They
like, feelings from, like, right and wrong.
Yeah. They're not emotional like we are. Like, immediately, like, I'm going to tell you this and, like, cry and run. They're, like, tell it to your face instead cold. Like, this is what you should do. And I can only advise you. But, so, yeah, I think that she gives me Sagittarius.
I see it. I see where you're coming from.
Love her. Love her. Mm-hmm. Okay. Her brother, Ryle.
He's a fucking Aries.
100%.
Everything and everything. The way he flies off the rails.
No,
the way he's
temper,
so intense.
Yeah.
Like he's ready to go at it at any given second. Like very Aries of him.
Yeah. His temper gives me Aries vibes, but even like.
The gaslighting.
Yeah.
The gaslighting.
The gaslighting and like how he. Can jump from being okay to like come with me, let's talk and like pop off, you know what I mean? Like he he is just,
it's what I always tell you,
fire
Aries
sign.
Aries are so intense and like they will literally go for your jugular and they have the audacity to be sensitive,
or they have the audacity to like go for your jugular and smile in your face like, oh, you hurt, like
I'll just go kill myself. Like,
you drag me through the mud and you want me to be okay right now after like you come
for
they're
me? Like man up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, but when I come for your jugular, you want to go ape shit.
Right. And that's kind of what we see from him. It's like, oh, I'm mad, and then next thing you want to be okay, like
that's not how it works.
Right, exactly.
Immediately
Like he even does that to her when they get into an argument and like the whole messaging while he was drunk, like you made me seem like a monster.
He,
and then 4 days later, he messages her.
I don't even think he apologized, does he?
No, he doesn't. That's what I'm saying. He kind of like brushes it off, and she's like, I'm sorry, you're not going to apologize to me? And you're, like, 4 days later, you're going to message me after you send me drunken messages?
And, like, you're worried about if I told my sister or not?
Yeah, like...
Like, your sister or not?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, crazy. Like, no, take no accountability of their actions. But we know that he sucks to suck. He's definitely not the best.
Trash.
Yeah.
Trash.
And Atlas.
Azadi. We know this very well. We know those actions very well. From the nurturing to, like, putting the family
loving,
first.
The caring.
He's a cancer.
100%.
That,
like,
is a cancer.
Not even to compare to all the cancer men that I dated, but he is so nurturing, caring. The fact that he goes to stop by her house for a hug.
The fact that he finds out that he has a brother, he, like, drops the world and is like, No. I'm gonna parent the shit out of this
and
child.
And immediately, like, already on Google, like, how can I adopt him? How can he become mine? Like,
the mothering to death it's real.
No, it's all cancer vibes, and couldn't love him more. I know, I couldn't love him more, but
and like so protective too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how we get over the people we love. We're going for throats.
And the love that he shows Lily, everything.
It's like, it makes me want to vomit. The cap in me makes me want to.
And the cancer in me,
the cancer in me is like,
why I love cancer man. But everything he does, like, he gives her words of affirmation. Like, he squeezed in quality time with her, which I also love.
The
part.
Touching too, like, yeah, touching. He was like, I just want to go over and give you a hug.
Yes, like,
I feel like you need this.
Acts of service. We know that God
man,
can do does
that
it all
will
for
literally
Lily.
Lay himself on the floor for her to walk over.
Yeah, literally, like, over fire for her. Loved him for intense. Sure. A cancer. And yeah, we can't say more positive things about Alice, clearly.
This book, the only reason we kept on reading is because of Atlas.
Clearly,
hashtag
we love
Team Atlas. All the way.
Okay, what's your favorite quote of the book?
I think, okay, so you want to start us off with, like, our favorite quote, and then I'll go into, like, my second favorite quote?
Yeah, so okay. Our favorite quote is a very popular quote from what we saw. It's a popular highlight, and it talks about, this is it. People think that if they love a broken person enough, they can be what finally repairs them. But the problem with that is that the other person just ends up broken too. And like,
Bob the Builder, we loved as women, we love to be Bob the Builder.
You want
to
grab a project. You want to fix them.
You're like, this broken man, if I just give him enough love and show him that, you know, I will do anything for him and that we can get through this together. Like, girl, it's not your journey. This is not your journey. Your journey is not to fix a man. I know, like, the woman in you wants to mother a broken soul, but, like, let it go.
And we see that from Lily. We're,
like, give that man your link to BetterHelp. Let him do his therapy. And when he's done and healed,
and we kind of see that from Lily. Like, she ends up feeling broken and, like, she thinks
she's
of herself
not,
broken.
Yeah,
because,
like, she's already scarred from her father.
And then had to deal with being in an abusive relationship with him and then, like, trying to heal him. And she says something so powerful in the book. It's like, there's no reasoning for his anger. Like, she's like, and I feel like sometimes there's a monster living inside of him and he can't get him out. And that's, like, exactly what I see. And she comes to the realization that, like, she's not the problem. And she obviously can't fix him and heal him. Like, she
very much Libra for her, though, to, like, going back to that, to, like, giving him an excuse.
Benefit of the doubt.
When he flies off the rails.
Right.
It's like, oh, I understand because, you know, he found the journals. Or, you know, I understand because I laughed at him. It's like, come on.
I know.
Yeah. And she even compares it. She compares that to, like, if she would have been doing those same things to Atlas. And she's like, you probably would have laughed at it. You probably would have trolled me. Like,
right.
Apples to oranges.
Yeah. I agree. Like, that right there hits home on so many levels. Like, even friendship relationships, you really just overall, we can't fix a broken person because at the end of the day, fixing them, you become broken.
Yeah, and the abuse doesn't have to come physically too. It could be, like,
emotionally, anything,
verbally, like, any, like you said, anything.
Yeah. My favorite quote was chapter 26. It's from Lily. When you end an abusive relationship, it's the good moments you put to an end. And not the bad ones, because really you're putting a rest, like, all the good times that you're trying to cover up
for the bad times.
For the bad times. Yeah. And, like, that was, like, eye-opening. Yeah. And it was eye-opening.
Deep.
And it's so true because you break up with somebody or you end a relationship, any kind of, like, any abusive or anything like that. It's like, now you're only seeing the bad mm-hmm. because there's no good moments anymore. Mm-hmm. And
the bad always the good.
Right.
For and whatever then, reason.
Right. And when like, you're in a relationship, you try to cover the good with the bad. You know,
because you're in it.
Yeah. You're trying to convince yourself. Yeah.
You're in it. You don't want to also like pity yourself for it.
Right.
You want to be like, oh, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's so crazy that like yeah. when they do, when they are like, I don't want to say behaving, but like when they are being good to you, you're like, oh,
see,
we
why?
Could be so good. Know, like, we right. could be so
it
good.
It gives you glimmers of hope, just, and like, you kind of ride. Right. You take those glimmers of hope and you ride it to the sunset.
But the bad
right.
is so bad that when you're in it, it's like,
yeah.
It's a no. It's going to be a no for me.
Okay. What's your favorite quote?
Okay. It definitely has to be when Atlas and Josh, that's his name, right?
Brother.
Josh.
Yeah.
Are in the car, and like he's obviously telling him like what a piece of shit his dad actually is, yeah. and like Josh basically goes back to like the homework that he had to finish, and he says, I can draw a seedling with two tiny branches, yours and mine, we'll be on our own brand new tiny family tree. Like I was like,
oh. And I love that we get this other element of Atlas, like he has a brother and there's more to his family trauma that we
because find, yeah. you know, ever since the first book, you can tell, like, all he wanted was a happy family.
And that quote really brought it in. Like, it really just...
It tied it in. I think that's where I was like, you know what? They could have ended the book here.
It was perfect.
They literally could have ended the book here. Yeah. I was perfectly happy with...
It was... No, just, I love that.
It was a love story between him and his brother.
I know. I love that whole moment. It was heartwarming, like, seeing him, like, Seth has to be a father. Not even a father. More like the big brother that he always wanted. Or, like, a father figure in his life that he didn't yeah. have. It was beautiful.
Just the love of like a family member.
Yeah, like actually having a family.
Because he got love from Lily, but mm-hmm. it's nothing like your own blood.
Yeah.
To have like feeling like you have somebody on your team instead of like outsourcing the love.
Yeah, I agree. I love that moment. Okay, we know it's going to be a movie. I'm just wondering if the sequel is going to be part of the movie now.
That would be interesting. Right. Like making a two-part into one, or like two book into one. Honestly,
I feel like a good
movie. After I read this book, please do not make a movie.
If they make it like a rom-com, I feel like it'll be perfect
sure.
because but I feel it'll be perfect if they add the sequel into the like the movie that's coming out because it ends with a marriage, you know, happy ending. They all like
yeah, but like condense it.
Oh yeah, I don't think they'll if they include the journal entry. forget about it.
Freaking journals need to be caught in flames.
Burnt to flames, please. I really wonder if they're gonna give the journal such a like prominent like role in the movie.
Not.
I really hope not.
I
either.
Hope not.
Can you imagine like Lily sitting in the corner writing?
No thanks.
Like it was, they were so this cute. Whole part. Like they were so cute, but then they just didn't have to be dragged into this sequel as well. We do have in like our dream cast on who would play who. For me, anytime like since the first book, I always saw Atlas as Peeta from Hunger Games. Like even his character in the movie, like it's
this is
Atlas.
The same. This is the same guy that you showed me a picture of. Right?
Yes.
Okay, what's his actual name? Do we know his actual name?
I think it's like something Richardson or something. Hold on,
I don't know, but he's a zaddy to look
he's
at.
Fine.
But he looks like one of these people that would like beat women. No offense, but he looks like
what?
He carries a lot of anger.
Peeta?
Yeah.
No.
He looks like he carries a lot of anger.
No. He's a strong. Jawline. Okay.
Oh, that's what it is, maybe.
Josh Hutcherson. Oh, he's such a zaddy. I love him in the movie, and I think he would be a perfect Atlas. Like, I can see him chefing it up, you know?
Really?
Okay.
I don't know. He comes off like a little...
You haven't even seen anything of him in it. Another homework for you to add. Watch The Hunger Games, please.
We're on a podcast. You are not screaming at me right now.
It's part
don't
of another
embarrass me.
Books that were part of my life.
Okay, good for you.
Thanks.
I'm not reading these.
You don't have to read them. No, watch the movies. Absolutely not. Like, I read them.
I can't take one more book. Like, I think I need a breather after this one.
Okay, who do you think would be Alice?
Dylan? Mm-hmm. Dylan O'Brien. 100%. He gives me, like, that soft, like, yumminess.
Like
a very cancer man.
True. I can see it. Ryle? We both think Theo James.
Yes.
He's a zaddy.
A whole zaddy.
Oh, my God. Like, and he has, like, the dark features that she, like, mm-hmm. described in the first book. Like, I definitely will see Theo James. Like,
yes.
Oof.
A plus.
Yeah. And if we get shirtless, I can see him in scrubs. I can see everything. Oh, Theo James. Okay. Lily, which is funny because her name is actually Lily. Lily Collins.
from Emily in Paris, like
everything. And I think that even like her fashion of it all in Emily in Paris, like I really think that in my head, Lily's a great dresser. Like she's a fashionista. She's cute all the time, you know, like suburban really, mom.
She
vibes.
Gives me like I do the bare minimum, but everybody's obsessed with me. That's Emily in Paris. Yeah, same thing. I don't understand why everybody was like falling at her feet. Like she's regular schmegular girl.
Yeah. Well, who dresses up? Fantastic. Yeah. But yeah.
Very.
Yeah, I definitely see Lily Collins. It'll be cute because like her and the Atlases that we think would make cute couple.
That would be a cute couple.
Yeah, those were the only ones that we really can see.
I didn't even think about Alyssa. I know we gave her a zodiac sign, but
Alyssa. Yeah, I don't know. But
you know what she gives me? Okay, I don't know her name, but I think she's a singer from 50 Shades of Grey. His sister. Christian's sister?
I'm drawing a blank. I'm gonna have to look it up.
But that's who I would cast.
I haven't
as
even
Rahul's sister.
Yeah, I haven't even like I didn't think about it. Cause I think that but actually now that I'm looking at 50 Shades of Grey cast, Dakota Johnson would be a good Alyssa. Yes. Yeah. Dakota Johnson would be a good Alyssa.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
But look, pull
and
up
she
kind of
and she kind of looks like could be related to Theo James, because you know, I have to be brother and sister. Yeah, I can see it. Oh, Rita Ora.
There you go. Yes right?
Yeah.
That would
yeah.
be a perfect Alyssa.
I forgot she did this movie. Also, just
but like
Rita
same
Ora.
Thing. Like she's also like a very like neutral person,
right?
In the movie,
yeah. But I'm saying Justice of Rita Ora because she's like talent and like she's not big here as she's in the UK, but like
she's gorgeous too.
Right. I need to see more of her. Her management team holla at me.
I got some ideas
for her. Really, I need it. And yeah, that was it for It Starts With Us.
That's our little wrap up, guys.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. I owe so many follow-ups with some friends when they saw that, you know, we were recapping. They're like, oh my god, please let me know when you finish. I finished earlier today, so I do for follow-ups.
Yeah, and I did not finish the last 10
spoiler
minutes.
Spoiler ends in the longest vowels ever.
No, that
and
I will not be reading.
And they end up getting married, which is beautiful.
Great, so
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it ends perfect. Like, it delivered what it had to, and
you know, I'm talking all this shit. I might as well go home and, like, finish.
You're gonna finish it. I know you are, because then you're gonna call me, like, oh my god, his vowels are so cute.
But we really waited till last minute.
We did.
To finish this book. It was a dragger.
Because it wasn't a book that we couldn't put it down.
Yeah.
We could put it down. That's the problem. Like,
yeah.
We actually did put it down.
Yeah. Fun fact, guys. I bought the book for my Kindle. I started reading it on the Kindle.
Oh, yeah. This
and
was, like, your first, one of the first books.
Yeah, and yesterday, it was, like, the last 3 hours. I was, like, oh, no. There's no way I'm going to sit another 3 hours. Like, I have no time.
That's true. You didn't have time.
I bought the Audible. I listened to the last, I think it was, like, 2 hours and, like, 50
right.
minutes. But I was also listening to it at like 1.8 speed. So
okay, but
if you haven't, if you've never heard it.
The speed is crazy.
Wait, I don't know if I can get copyrighted for this, I'm just gonna play a little snippet so you guys understand the velocity of how I was listening to it on the way over here. Let me see.
Marshall lifts Emerson out of the backseat and closes the door.
I don't know how you can listen to that. No.
He holds out his hand. Hey, Atlas, right?
Like, viciously fast.
That's crazy. I can when she
girl was trying to get this book in.
I know when you have me listen to it, like I can, don't even know what he said. I'm proud of you. You can process your brain processes that fast. Not
it's
mine.
Listening to Cubans talk 24/7.
Wow.
Facts, right?
Wow, thanks.
Hialeah really be doing
and that's probably
stuff.
Why I can't understand Cubans when they talk. I'm like, what you say?
It's really quick.
Very
and
quick.
A lot of the parate.
Yeah. And yeah, so our next book. Mm-hmm. Is a memoir. It is Everything I Know About Love by Dolly Alderton.
Yeah.
I didn't mess that
we got
up.
It. I was reading her the last name and I was like, ooh.
I'm excited to read a memoir. I'm a big fan of memoirs. So we've seen reviews. People talk about this all the time, this book all the time. And it'll be a good one to end the year off with, you know, reflection read. So that will be dropping in the mid-December. Don't know when. We don't have a hard date just
yet. Yeah, just make sure you're following us on Instagram because that's most likely where we're going to post the release date for the next book.
Yes.
And then we're going to, you know, drop a little hints of what's coming up for the new year. theater.
Season two, baby.
Yes.
Ooh, cannot wait. Cannot wait.
I know. Wait for that one. All right, guys.
We love you.
Bye.